I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 10th, 2020. The team behind Elementary OS has started to tease its upcoming version 6 release. Having previously revealed that the update will be based on Ubuntu 20.04, Elementary has now begun to provide further details about its next major release, which will feature a refreshed look and feel. The team is planning to add a dark style for system components, along with a user-selectable accent color that will be used across all installed applications. New communications and time management facilities are planned to land with the update, along with a new installer, which is partly being designed with the OEM market in mind. In a move that's somewhat unusual in the Linux distribution space, the project is offering early access to preview builds for financial backers of the project, who will also have the opportunity to provide feedback before the final version becomes freely available to everyone. LibRetro has released version 1.9 of RetroArch, its cross-platform front-end for emulators, game engines, and media players. While the project has put a lot of effort into behind-the-scenes changes aimed at reducing its memory footprint and disk I/O overhead, for many users it'll be the improved searching and filtering functionality in the new release that will be most noticeable. Playlist searches can now be applied multiple times, with each subsequent search acting to refine the results previously obtained, which allows users to easily drill down and find the content that they are looking for. The project has also introduced a way to filter titles by their metadata, so you can now explore your collection by various criteria, such as genre, release date, or specific publisher, again, with the ability to combine criteria to provide really granular results. Microsoft has launched a version of Minecraft Education Edition for Chromebook users. The new release boasts the same feature set as on other platforms, so functionality like Minecraft's multiplayer option is fully supported. Educators looking to deploy the software will need an Office 365 education account and have an estate of devices that support Chrome OS version 83 or later, as well as unfettered access to Google's Play Store. While students also currently need a Microsoft login to access the software, the company has promised that integration with Google's authentication services is coming soon. A new website has been stood up to help developers learn how to use scripting within Krita. The Krita Scripting School has been built by Scott Petrovich, who is a UI designer and developer for the cross-platform digital painting app. The website guides users through a number of clearly written lessons that show them how to interact with Krita using its built-in Python interpreter and should help them easily create scripts for their own use, or even plugins that could be shared with the wider community. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/186. We'll be back on Wednesday.